Hello and welcome everybody. Welcome to the Advanced Analytics webinar. I am Ashish Bhatia. I work as a Senior Program Manager in the Azure Machine Learning team. Remember, this is an ongoing learning series. We have a new topic every other Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Before moving on, let me quickly go through the format of the webinar today. As usual, it's like a one-hour session. We are going to split it in 40 minutes of presentation and demo and 15 minutes of Q&A. The session is being recorded at the end of the live session. There will be on-demand recording of the session. We'll also send you a follow-up mail with the recording and the slide set. Last time we announced that we are now going to hold a Q&A on Twitter for every live session that we are holding. So that people can ask more questions. The Q&A for this live session would be on May 19th on Twitter. And I'll share more details about that at the end of the session. So let me quickly introduce the guests for today. The topic is an introduction to stream analytics. Azure Stream Analytics recently went GA, and we have two guests from the team who are going to talk about stream analytics. Today, we have Sudesh Suresh. He's a senior program manager with the stream analytics team. He's currently leading the dashboarding and visualization work. He has deep expertise in cloud computing and data analytics. He's an engineering graduate from IIT Kanpur, India. And also holds an MBA degree from University of Washington. Sudesh would be doing the demo and talking today. We also have Zhong Shan. He's the principal engineering manager and kind of leads the engineering work. He is responsible for query language and distribution framework in the streaming analytics engine. He is here with us today for Q&A and to help with us with any of the engineering-related questions, basically. Before I hand it over to Sudesh, I have a small poll question. And the question is, what name would appeal to you the most if you were considering joining an independent community of data scientists and advanced analytics professionals? Would it be Data Science Network, Data Science Society, Association of Data Scientists, Association of Data Science Professionals, Professional Association of Data Science? I'll give everybody 30 seconds to kind of answer the question before I move forward. Thanks for answering that question. There's a clear preference for Data Science Network here. With that, I'll hand it over to Sudesh. Sudesh, the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you, Ashish. Great. Thank you, everyone, for joining. I'm very excited to talk to you guys about Azure Stream Analytics. As Ashish said, this is our new service, and we just went GA. We just became generally available last month, and we have huge customer interest going on. Streaming is a very common term these days, especially in data analytics. So let me just put things in perspective and tell you what we mean by streaming data. Other extreme of the data is data at rest. So let's take a very simple example. Let's say you want to find out how many cars are passing through a road in a 5-second window or 5-minute window, whatever it is. The traditional batch analytic way of looking at this problem is you store the data and the details around the car in some persistent store. Those who are from data warehousing background, you will know you have to load it from the source, put in some staging server, then do some ETL, put it in some another database which is suited for an analytic query, and then you get the insight. Normally, there's a delay in doing all that. In many business scenarios of today, that delay is not acceptable. So what is streaming data? Think of streaming data as data in motion. While the cars are moving, you don't have to put them in a parking lot to count them. While it is moving, just get the insight right away without storing, and then take some actions within seconds, sometimes even less than seconds. So that's at high level what we mean by difference in data at rest and data in motion. Moving on to the next slide, we notice that this slide gets cut from the side, so I'm going to switch to my screen. Give me a second. Hope you guys see my screen now. Ashish, can you confirm you see my screen now, the PowerPoint slide?
Yes, Sudesh.
Okay, great. So this is a big picture of how Internet of Things or big data solution looks like. You have data coming from different sources, and that's what you see on the left side. The data can be coming from computers, smartphones, tablets, cars, wearables, factories, machines, utilities, and what have you. The variety of sources from which data are coming in different formats and at very high volume and at very high velocity. If you do any reading on big data, you always hear about three V's of big data: volume, velocity, and variety. And that's the reality. Now, what stream analytics lets you do while data is moving at very high volume and at very high speed, it lets you uncover the insights, get the insights at very low latency in less than a second. And then you can take actions like show the insight on a dashboard, which is updating in real time, get alerts, emails, text, send some command and control action to the devices, or trigger some downstream actions in the ERP system or whatever line of business applications you might have. Many times we also see customers store the data because they want to get some insight real time, but also store the data in some persistent store for later deeper analysis, for deeper historical analysis. And the last part is very interesting. Many times you store the data so that you can build interesting machine learning models to get more insights, more correlations. And you see this two-sided arrow. What that means is you can also apply that model on the streaming data. So it goes both ways. Use the streaming data, store it, build model, and also apply that model on top of the data while it's moving. So how customers use it? What are the common use cases? Here's a list of, and it's not exhaustive by any means, but a big list of different use cases that we see. I'm not going to talk about all of them, but I'll touch upon some of them. One interesting one that I always talk about is vending machine. So we talked to a customer where they said that they noticed that they had vending machines, and they noticed that some machines are experiencing loss in sales, or their sales were much lower than their expectation, and they were not sure what's going on. So they took all the data, they analyzed, and they figured out that, hey, these machines were getting bad temperature. So the soda inside those machines were not good quality, and that's why people were not buying it. But they got that insight 3 days later, which is too late. So once they got that insight, they implemented real-time analytics scenario where while the temperature and all the data is being sent in real time, they can figure out that, hey, this machine is going bad, let's go and fix it right away. And that way they could fix the sales loss that they were experiencing earlier. That's a very interesting example. Other example use case that I will give is a big travel portal company. you know how complex that ecosystem is. They have many suppliers who have hotels, flights, whatever, supplying in real time. Now, all those suppliers want to know in real time how their hotels, for example, are showing up in the search result. And they want to take that action very quickly. So this travel company sends that insight right away, saying that this is how users are searching, and this is where you rank in the search result. And then those suppliers can experiment in real time, making the changes and seeing how it affects the search result, and then adjust their sales and other things accordingly. So big business impact there. Other one is fraud detection, very, very common scenario in credit card industry, telecom industry, and all that. How ATMs are being used, debit cards or credit cards are being used at different ATMs, at different point of sale systems, looking at that pattern and then saying, hey, there's some fraud going on, alert the user and the fraud agency right away to take some action. So many scenarios like that, you'll have the slide available. You can take a look. If you have any question, feel free to let us know offline. We'll be happy to talk to you more about them. So there are, honestly, there are many streaming analytics solutions in the market. What's special about Azure Stream Analytics? We will talk more about it, but there are a few that I want to touch upon right away. First one is it's fully managed, highly available, and resilient service that we have as part of Azure. That means you don't have to worry about setting up infrastructure, you don't have to worry about management, troubleshooting. All you need to do is just think about what business logic you want to implement, what analytics you want to implement. And the second big value is, even if you just have to focus on business logic and there's some cloud solutions that let you do that, it's not easy to even implement those business logic. If you look, use open source solutions like Storm or Spark, there's a learning curve involved with that. You have to think about what spouts are, what bolts are, how do I, what kind of topology I set up, how do I manage it. With Stream Analytics, we have surfaced SQL-like language. We have just extended SQL language, so that the learning curve is almost nothing. We noticed that most of the data analyst professionals, most of the business intelligence professionals are already experienced in SQL. So just using the SQL language, we've enhanced that to implement some additional features like windowing and all that, but that's it. You are up and running very quickly. Some of our customers told us that what took them months, or some in some cases even years, to set up a complete Stream Analytics solution, they could do that in days. In fact, they could sometimes put the prototype up in hours using Stream Analytics. Moving on, so enough talking. Let me show you why I say it's very easy to create an end-to-end real-time solution using Stream Analytics. When we say ASA, many times I'll say ASA, I mean Azure Stream Analytics. So, here is a setup that you see. This is a sample example Internet of Things solution, big data solution, if you will. What you see on the screen is a live updating dashboard. If you notice closely, this chart that you see of temperature and humidity, it's moving and updating in real time. This dashboard is built on another Microsoft product called Power BI, which is a business intelligence solution, dashboarding solution for business professionals. People can build dashboards without even coding skills. It's like if you can build charts in Excel, you can build these kind of dashboards which are updating in real time. So imagine that you have in Internet of Things scenario, temperature and humidity data coming from the sensors on the field in real time. We have real customers implementing these kind of scenarios. For example, there's a company that is in food distribution business, and they have put many sensors which send them humidity and temperature information in real time. For this customer, having the food delivered at great quality is very, very important. So they keep watching the real-time temperature, and if there's any problem, they ask the drivers to come back immediately because they don't want to deliver a bad quality food and then lose the business. So in real life, you will have real sensors transmitting the data. When we have face-to-face meeting, we actually show how the data comes from census. But for this online webinar, I have written a simulator, which is, as you can see, it's sending a simulated sensor data of temperature and humidity. And this data is going from my desktop to the Azure cloud, being analyzed on the fly, and then output is being shown live updating dashboard. And as you can see, all this is happening within seconds. Let's just to show how easy it is to also detect the spikes. If you notice closely, the temperature is between 70 and 72 today, which is not bad. Let's say due to something going wrong in the machine, we introduce a spike, and now if you notice the temperature that goes, it's around 79. And you can see on the left side, within seconds, you got the spike in the chart. Not only that, at the bottom, you can see we have some alerts marked here where we say if temperature goes above 79 in a 2-second window, then send an alert. And here you get the alert in real time within seconds. So how this is the kind of final consumption experience, how customers enable it for their business users or their own customers. But let's see how easy it is to build it. So here is our Stream Analytics dashboard. This is Windows Azure portal, and Stream Analytics is one of the service here, as you can see, among many other services. And these are different jobs that we have created. The one that we are using for this particular demo, there are two. This is one of them. You can see it has inputs. You do a simple SQL-like query, and then you have multiple outputs. I'll just wait for this query to load. Like I told earlier, we have a SQL-like query. The addition that we have done is we have introduced a windowing concept called tumbling window. I'm not going to go into detail of what different windowing options are, but this is one example of how easy it is to just use SQL-like query and implement a windowing function and get the result in real time. Creating a new analytic job is also very easy. You just go here, data services, stream analytics, quick create, and give any name, let's say webinar demo. And that's it. It starts creating a job for you. While it is creating, let's look at the other job that we also have that is sending the alerts. Here's another job. Like I said, you have a dashboard where you can see what kind of inputs are coming, what kind of outputs are going. You can have good visibility into what's going on with your job. We also have a detail called operations log. If you go there, you will see more details that helps you understand what's going on with your job. Is everything going okay? If there's any problem, what is the detail of that? So this is a flavor of the ops log. Let me go back to the stream analytics. As you can see, the one that we started, it just got created, webinar demo. This is a job which is kind of an empty shell. You have to add inputs, and you can have multiple input in a job. So this is one input. It can be a data stream, which can be a streaming data coming from Azure Event Hub, blob storage. Today we have these two options, but we are continuously adding new one. If you have any suggestions for your scenario, do let us know at this forum. Now, I said that you can have multiple inputs. What I mean by that, going back to the earlier picture, you can have data coming from multiple sources, and this is one value of having a stream analytics service in the cloud. Well, many customers have data coming from different sources, and they combine it there to get the insights. Similarly, you can have multiple outputs. So for example, one output meaning you get the real-time alerts. Another output meaning you store the data in some relational database for later insight. You can have another output going in, I don't know, triggering some downstream workflow for your line of business application or your ERP system and all that. So this is kind of overall view of how easy it is to build one analytics solution. One last thing I want to show you in the portal is for your job. You start with a simple, what we call it, one streaming unit, because if you have a simple query, you have a usual data stream coming in, you can start with one streaming unit. Think of streaming unit as a resource boundary that has been assigned to you. But tomorrow you become very successful or your business requirement goes up, it's very easy to scale your streaming analytic job by just using the slider and use multiple streaming units as required for your scenario. Now let me go back to this dashboard. One thing I did not talk much about is the right table. In many scenarios, we notice that customers don't know what threshold they should set. Is 79 degree temperature bad? Is that anomalous or something else? And they want to use machine learning model on top of that. And you all might know we have Azure Machine Learning as another service. And ASA, Azure Stream Analytics, and Azure Machine Learning are very tightly integrated. So many times on streaming data, you also get machine learning alerts. So what we have done for this demo, we have used one of the model which is available in Azure Machine Learning market, anomaly detection. I'm not a data scientist. I don't need to know how anomaly detection model is built. All I know that it, for my scenario, the right model to use is anomaly detection. And I just use that on top of the streaming data and build this kind of dashboard and uncover real-time insights. This machine learning and Azure Stream Analytics integration is right now in private preview. In future, we'll have videos on details of that. But to give you flavor, this is one example of how the query will look like when you have machine learning model integrated with Azure Stream Analytics. Let's say you want to do sentiment analytics on top of streaming Twitter data. All you need to do is use the sentiment analytic model, which is available in Azure Machine Learning, and then make it like a function for your Azure Stream Analytics and use it like a user-defined function like you use for any SQL query. And that's it. You'll have your sentiment analytics dashboard created, insight created on top of streaming data. The another thing I want to tell you about is we have something called gallery of different solutions. This is the URL for that, and I've filtered for Azure Stream Analytics tutorial. We are putting a bunch of solutions and samples so that you guys can get started with that, use it as a template, apply to your scenario, and tweak from there. We have two already published there, and many more will keep coming up. So that's about demo. Let me go back to the slide. I talked about common use cases. Now let me give you some real customer examples, and you guys will have the slide available with you, so you can look at these links and see the real video for more details. These are the real customer use cases and case studies that we have available built on top of Azure Stream Analytics. This customer is Fujitsu. You may not think of Fujitsu as a traditional agricultural company, but they have a factory in Japan that they're using as a lettuce production factory. It's an agriculture farm, if you will. The problem that they're solving is they want to produce lettuce of high quality and with low potassium. Why low potassium? Because that's what people with dialysis problem can have, but they also want this lettuce to be tasty. And that way, they can not only serve the society, but also make money by producing high quality, tasty, but also healthy lettuce. What they're doing, they have put sensors in their agricultural plant, this factory, getting the data in real time about temperature and humidity, very similar to the Power BI dashboard that I showed you. And then taking action in real time, they're building machine learning model on top of that, and also applying the same on top of streaming data. Here's another one. This is a leading elevator company. It's a global elevator company. They have millions of elevators all over the world. But as you know, you don't sell elevator every other year, and you don't make money by selling elevators. Elevators are very long-term investment. They make a lot of money, and they get the edge in the eye of their customers by providing great customer service, great after service. Now, on these elevators, they have put sensors to detect what is going wrong or what might go wrong in these elevators. For example, if some elevators are taking longer than usual, there's an anomalous time in closing and opening, there's something wrong. Now, they have technicians that they can send to the field. Now, creating that support ticket for the technician and sending the technician to the customer site is very expensive. So they have to really optimize. So when a technician is going to a site, they also, in real time, look at which other sites will be useful to visit and fix the problem. That way, they not only have the high customer satisfaction, because in they're doing a preventive maintenance for the customer. It also helps, it makes an impact on their bottom line because they're reducing the cost of sending the technician to different customer sites. Here's another one. NEC is another partner, and you might have seen their technology being used at airport, some of the retail stores where they have the camera, it's used for many security scenarios. We have a showcase with NEC where in the retail, they're implementing a solution, what we call as retail signage. What that means is while a customer is at a retail store, just using face detection, real-time analytics, machine learning model, retailers now know what is the right product to show to this customer. If the customer is looking at this product, what is the right helpful information to show in real time? If the customer is looking at one product, what are the other related products that will be of interest for this customer? That way, improve the experience of the customer and also increase the sales. And the last one, and there are many more, I can keep going on and on, but these are some ones that I wanted to show so that you get an idea of how Stream Analytics can be used for your customer scenario or your own scenario. This is a public utility research lab, and you know there's a big water shortage problem, there's a drought problem in California. And this public utility research lab is doing some research to find out what they can do to solve this problem. Again, they have sensors which are telling the pressure data and a lot of other data in real time. And the scientists are getting that information in real time. They are applying machine learning models, building machine learning models, and that way they're preventing the loss of water and solving the water problem. So we talked about building and managing real-time analytics solution is super easy and cost-effective. I showed you through the demo, but there's some points that I want to talk to you about. What happens when a customer builds a real-time streaming solution, let's say if ASA was not there? They normally procure the infrastructure and set it up. You build some solution for ingressing the data and processing and then outputting the data. You do some work to integrate with machine learning, dashboarding, business intelligence, and other solutions. You again look at how can I make my infrastructure more resilient in case of failures, it self-heals. How do you make sure that you can scale when the business grows? And how do you make sure that your solution can be monitored and troubleshooted without you having to worry about bringing down your business? With Stream Analytics, you don't have to worry about any of these. And that's what I meant when I said it's a fully managed, resilient, and scalable platform. You just focus on your business logic. And even for business logic, the SQL-like language makes it very easy for you to learn and develop and set up. I'm not going to touch upon these in details, but these are the points that I want to talk more about from reliability perspective. You can have guaranteed events delivery. In case of failure, we are totally resilient. You don't lose your events. Because it's a fully managed cloud service, you're guaranteed the business continuity. We talked about scale, I showed you the slider. Just using the slider, from your perspective, you just get a scalable service. Behind the scene, there are many heavy lifting jobs that we have to do, and that's what our service does, to make it distributed, scale out, spin up more resources when you need more, but you don't have to worry about that. We have a slide later to talk about details of the pricing, but as you will see, for you to get started, you can get started with a stream analytics solution which takes 1 megabyte of data per second. And if you have to process that data, you can start with as low as $25 per month. That's your kind of cost to implement a streaming solution, analytics solution. If you go with other options where you have to take the complete VM or cluster, it's going to be a couple hundred dollars to begin with. And as you scale up, you'll need more money. And that's just the infrastructure cost. We're not talking about the additional cost of development and managing and maintaining. All right, I think we talked enough about rapid development, the SQL-like language. I don't have to worry about maintenance of code if you implement using some other technology. If there's any change in the topology, you have to again go back to the drawing board and think about your topology changes. With SQL-like language, that becomes very easy for you. This is the high-level architecture. What are the different components? What are the different Azure services that come into play? We talked about data coming from different sources. It goes to a service called Event Hub. Event Hub is another Azure service, which is a thick pipe and event ingester engine that can ingest data at very, very high speed, gigabytes of data per second. You can also use Blob if you want to. In many scenarios, that's also the right source of data. Other thing we noticed is customers typically have two kinds of data. One is very high speed moving data, streaming data, and other is relatively static data, which changes not that frequently, and that's what we're calling as reference data. Today we have Azure Blob as one of the sources that you can use for your reference data. For example, if you have moving cars, the cars with different VIN numbers which are moving at very high speed, that is your streaming data. But the VIN numbers, who does it belong to, who are the owner, that's relatively static data, and that's your reference data. You combine data coming from different event hubs and the reference data and do transformation, what we mean by doing SQL-like query, enrich with the reference data, correlate across data sources, call machine learning models, and that's how you get the insight into different channels, a persistent store like SQL Azure, Blob, Table, or a dashboard like Power BI, and we keep adding more. We are encouraged to come to our user voice forum, and this slide, this deck has the link for that, and let us know if you need something for a scenario that we don't have today. This is a big flavor of different functions that you can use from our SQL. Again, I'm not going to go into detail of all that. We have the details available in our documentation, but this is just to give you a flavor of what all we have. We talked about windowing function. So for implementing scenarios like tell me number of sensors which are giving more than 79 degree temperature in the last 2 second window or 10 second window, whatever it is. Implementing those are very easy, and we have different windowing concepts. We have documentation at our website. In future, we'll also have some detailed video on that. But the point here is it's very easy to implement these temporal scenarios. When I was showing you the portal, I showed you there's a way, very easy way for you to monitor and see what's going on with your job. This is that screenshot of that page that shows what are the different events coming, how many outputs are going, and so on, how many streaming units you have, and stuff like that. We talked about authoring, which is a query window in the stream analytics. Now, debugging, I did not talk much about that, so let me show you in the job. When you write the query, query authoring experience is here, which is very simple. When you want to test how your query is working, you can simply use a test button here, before you operationalize your job to operate it on the real streaming data, you can use the sample data and test it and see how that results will look like. And that's what this slide screenshot is showing you. So this is the last section of my presentation, pricing. At high level, there are two levers of pricing, if you will. One is how much data you're processing, what is the volume of data you're processing, and the second one is streaming unit. Like I talked earlier, think of this as a resource unit, which is a blended measure of CPU, memory, and throughput. And this is the pricing. Now, we have done, just to show you what that means for your scenario, let's say we have 1 megabyte of data coming in that you want to process in real time. This is the total money that you pay in a month, which is less than $25. 1 megabyte data per second, that's about 3.6 gigabyte of data every hour. And we have talked to many customers who are doing log analytic and those kind of scenario. They have a lot of data coming in. Still, they're not exceeding, let's say, 5 or 6 megabytes of data per second. And for that volume of data, you pay $150 per month. For 1 megabyte of data per second, you pay $25 per month. If you go for cluster or your own dedicated VM solution, that's going to be at least a couple hundred dollars. With that, in summary, it's a service. ASA is a service for you to analyze streaming data. While it's moving, send alerts, take actions, trigger some downstream workflow, whatever you want to do for your business scenario. It processes very high throughput data with very low latency. Yesterday I was talking to a customer and one interesting point came up. I kept on saying high throughput data and that person asked me, how about low throughput data? The reason I keep on saying high throughput data, because that's a harder problem, doesn't mean that for your scenario, if you have data coming at low speed, not very high volume, not very high speed, streaming analytics is not the solution. The point is that even if you have those kind of complex scenarios, you can do it. But what we have seen, many customers start with low volume and low velocity data just to see how it works, and then they start going up. Integrates very well with Microsoft and non-Microsoft technologies. One thing I did not talk much about is I showed you different Azure service and Microsoft services that it integrates with. But doesn't mean that we are limited to Microsoft solutions only. You can have your output going to Event Hub and build your own solutions using, let's say if you want to do dashboarding, you can use open source library like D3 and just build your own dashboard solution. We just integrate well with Microsoft services to make it easy for you to accomplish end-to-end scenario, but you're not limited to Microsoft technology. And it's a service that is ready for enterprise. So we have SLAs for reliability, availability, security, and privacy that any standard Azure service will have. So it's ready for enterprise scenario that you might have for yourself, for your customers. Here are resources to learn more. This is our website where you'll find high-level information. Let me just give you a quick preview of that. This is our homepage. You can see we have pricing details in the documentation. If you go to documentation, you will see how to develop some sample solutions, manage, reference, and all that. So all the resources for you to make use of and implement in your scenario. We have different channels for you to stay connected, to provide your feedback, to keep updated with what's going on. We are a continuously updating service. As you can see from our documentation page, we have a section called recent service updates and we keep releasing very frequently and we put the updates here. You can follow our blog, we have a Twitter handle, we have a LinkedIn group for support questions, reporting issues, we have MSDN forum. If you have feature ideas for your scenarios that you'd like us to implement, here's a user voice forum where you see people have voted for their ideas or created their own idea. You can use that. And you can also send email to the product team, and this is the email address. That's it. With that, over to Ashish.
Thanks, Sudesh, for a great introduction to Stream Analytics. Before we want to go on to Q&A, here are a couple of points about the next week expert connection session. So Sudesh and Zong will be back next Tuesday, and they will be on Twitter, and they will be able to answer any questions if you have around this session or in general around Stream Analytics. So this would be May 19th. We will start at 10 a.m. PDT, Pacific time. We will be using the Twitter handle ML@MSFT to reply back. Use hashtag Stream Analytics to ask your questions. With that, we can open the floor for any Q&A. And let me pick up a question. Can your customers bet on ASA technologies for streaming solutions? How would we know that Microsoft is serious about it?
That's a great question. Azure has many services today, and there are many options available in the market. It's a fair question. How do we know? Why should our customers bet on this? So one proof point of that is we recently went GA. We just became generally available service as part of Azure. Satya, our CEO, also announced around a month and a half ago, we are a standard service for implementing IoT, Internet of Things kind of solution on top of Azure. We are also getting integrated overall with Azure IoT suite. These are great proof points that we are very serious about continuing to push ASA as the service of choice for a streaming analytics solution. Zombie company.
Yeah, so from a market standpoint, the use of stream analytics and the requirement on low latency analytics is increasing very rapidly. We see a great growth trend and a great demand there. So there's all the reason for us to get into the business and provide more support for our customers.
Great, thanks, Sudesh and Long. Your demo showed a portal experience. However, enterprises prefer to have automation and scripted solutions, right? Are there any kind of options around that?
Yeah, what I showed you in the portal is to show how easy it is to get started and build something. But you're right, in enterprise scenarios, people prefer to have automated scripts. And that's why we have released PowerShell also, so that you can create PowerShell scripts using our PowerShell commandlets. And automate the complete deployment of Stream solutions. We also have .NET SDK, so you have two options. You can use either of these to automate your solution completely.
You also mentioned about integration with Azure Machine Learning. Is this, in your presentation you kind of mentioned, it is in public preview right now, private preview you mentioned. Yeah. Do you know when is this coming generally available?
Yeah, so right now we are in a very limited private preview. Very soon, in a couple of weeks, you'll have a blog where we'll invite customers to join our private preview. Right now, we are working with very limited set of customers closely to ensure that our technical integration and the performance and the reliability is up to the mark to onboard more customers. So stay tuned, keep listening on our blog site, Twitter, where we'll announce opening of the door for more private beta customers.
Sure. Thanks, Sudesh. That's all from the Q&A side at the moment. I don't have any other question. Remember, this is just an introduction to Stream Analytics. We'll have more guests from the Stream Analytics team and kind of do deep dives on certain topics of interest in kind of weeks to come. And we'll have more sessions on Stream Analytics as we go forward. Next week, as a reminder, Sudesh and Zong will be back on Twitter and help us with questions and answer any questions that you might have. Sudesh, any final thoughts?
No, this is great. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I just want to say, if you guys have any feedback, suggestions, or if you want to hear about some topic in greater detail like this, do let us know via any of the channels that we told you. We'll be happy to hear them and act on them.
All right, so that's all from us today. See you next week on Twitter. We'll be happy to answer your questions on that channel. And then in another 2 weeks, we'll have a new topic of discussion in the webinar forum. Thank you for joining us today. Bye-bye. Have a nice day.